All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline studio here. It's a Friday morning, so all the regular Friday features will be coming up. It's also Friday the 13th, so we're going to talk about superstitions, and we're going to rank the Friday the 13th movies from best to worst, even though I don't think there is a best one. But we'll get to that a little bit later. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. You can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. But right now, I want to introduce to you my guests. In studio, I have Christopher Bieber. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you are. No one's been able to pronounce it until Justin Bieber became my...
Oh, I see. So I now, see. So for a year, no. So you'd like to thank Justin Bieber?
I actually would, because it was Bieber, Bieber, Brewer. And then so I'm like, it's like Justin.
It's Bieber. Okay, there we go. And you wrote the pilot for a TV show called Vendors.
Yes.
And you guys are having a special pilot screening of it at Chris Farley Cabaret at the I.O.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Saturday night. And so you wrote it, and the director, who also narrates the show, is on the line with us, and we've had him on the show before. He's the great Joel Murray. Joel, how are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good, good.
Murray. Nobody ever pronounced that before Eddie Murray played so many years for the Orioles. But that was really good pronunciation.
Good. How you been, man? Last time we talked was around Christmas when I was hosting a screening of Scrooged. How you been?
I've been good. It's all been downhill since then, but that was a great, great peak in my, my life since that.
Very cool.
In New York City. I'm calling in from New York.
Oh.
And I was here for 9/11, and I'm still here.
Ah, okay.
For 9/12.
For 9/12. There you go.
Another morbid day.
Well, let's talk. First of all, let me talk to Chris. Chris, give me your background a little bit. Now, you told me off the air, you and an old friend of mine are in an improv group together.
Yeah, Len Foote and I met at I.O. When it was still called Improv Olympic before the confusion.
Yeah.
We were in a group there called The Tour, but then we started with some other friends an independent improv group called Hippo Horsey Donkey Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
We've been performing for the last 16 and a half years.
Yeah, I saw you guys at Ginger's Ale House.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But very funny stuff. But I've known Len about 30 years. So just give him my best. I haven't seen him in a while. So, Chris, you came from the world of improv.
Yes.
And go ahead.
I went to Marquette, and I did some television and some radio stuff while I was in school, and then I found improv while I was there, and then I came to Chicago, and I studied at I.O., studied at Second City, and then eventually moved to L.A. and performed at I.O. West, both improv and sketch, and then I started teaching improv. So that's kind of the world that I have been in.
Right.
But in L.A., you better create your own content, or you don't have a job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I started writing as well.
All right. And Joel, how did you come to be a part of this project?
I'm thinking about getting into improv. I've got some friends that are funny, that think I'm funny. But Christopher sent me a script, and I thought it was really good and humorous and funny. And I said, well, I know some of the Ricketts, and maybe I can get you into Wrigley Field. And I worked on that, and then MLB threw out a huge number to actually film it in Wrigley. And next thing you know, Christopher said, well, you should direct this. So I was shocked, and suddenly I was the director. I was just trying to be a facilitator, but it's been a fun experience. We got it done. We didn't get to do it in Wrigley, because of Major League Baseball wanted so much money, but we got to do it out in King County, which is fabulous, out by the Cougars, and everybody there was so great and facilitating and wonderful. But
all right.
How did I get in?
You just sent him a script, just cold.
So Joel did a show after a show that I did at I.O. I did Top Story Weekly, and Joel would do his Joel Murray and Friends show, and we'd passed in the hallway a few times. So then I, took that as we were best friends. So I asked him to be my Facebook friend, and he said yes. And then I had written the script, and Michael McCarthy, a mutual friend, had read it. And
great guy.
And I had said to him, do you think Joel would be interested in being part of this? And he's like, yes, he loves baseball, and he wants to film in Chicago, so send it to him. So I sent it via Facebook Messenger.
Wow. Modern technology.
Yeah, no, I shut that down right after this, strangely enough. I get a lot of golf submissions. I've got Caddyshack 5, I think would be really good for you and your brother. There's a part of the milkman that you would be good as if we get your brother to be the lead in Caddyshack 5. But, I've shut down Messenger.
Yeah.
Just it. FYI.
That's it. Okay. Well, tell me about the first of all, tell everybody what it's about what Vendors is about.
So Vendors is about the vendors at a baseball stadium. Specifically, Kyle Leidecker is the lead character, and he's kind of a guy who's got some strings of bad luck, and he ends up back at his job as a vendor after years of being away, and his uncle got him the job, who is played by the wonderful Tim Kazurinsky.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of his return to being a vendor is where the pilot starts.
Yeah. And it's very funny. I watched it. Joel, nice job directing it, man. It's a really funny piece of work.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of recognizable people in the show. But Mike McNamara is a guy that I know who's got a brief role in it, and Emo's in it.
Yes.
You got Emo Phillips. Yeah. What was it like working with him, Joel?
Emo's like working with no one else. He's unique. No, he's fabulous. He's a great guy. And I've known him since we did the Kenny Comedy Festival way back, like 1993. And so I've known him since then. And he's friends with my buddy Pasquazi.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy and a huge talent. And when you need somebody to play somebody who's a little bit off, Emo's your guy.
My favorite part was when Emo asked Joel, "From on a scale of 0 to 100, how much emo do you want?" The answer was 100.
100, yeah, 100. He's very funny.
I think I said 3 actually, but anyway.
I've had him on the show a few times, several times, and I knew his wife from doing theater in Chicago years ago. Kipley, I've known her for years, and so they're a wonderful couple. And he's just he's really a unique guy. One of the things I love about Emo is that there's nobody else like him, obviously. And he doesn't, it's very difficult to do this. He does not work blue. He never works blue. And I think that's great.
No, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kipley and I did Top Story Weekly together. That's
you did?
I actually got to know Emo was from doing that show for 5 years with Kipley.
She's great, man. She's just terrific. Where'd you guys shoot it, Joel? What were some of the locations? Where'd you guys shoot? Besides Kane County, is that where you shot the whole thing?
Well, we shot it at a brew pub on the west side. Where were we?
We were at Chris Dovetail Brewery. Dovetail Brewery.
Oh, sure. Well, it's in the movie. Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really great to us, and we got to drink as much as we wanted, and that was a lot.
That's always That's always a plus, right? Yeah.
And where else did we shoot?
We shot at a house on Southport.
A friend of yours' apartment. We moved them out.
And wait a minute, at Southport where?
Southport, just north of Byron.
Byron. I used to work at the Jewel at Addison and Southport, right by the music box.
Just past Tunes.
I know where Tunes is. Absolutely. Wow, that's cool. Yeah. So use the city. And how long did it take you guys to shoot it?
I think it was 5 days, right, Joel?
5 days, yeah.
Wow.
And we did shoot the Little League scene. In Glen Ellen or Wheaton.
Oh, the scene at the beginning? The
Little League scene, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The slow-mo narrated stuff was great. And these Little Leaguers came out and were so good, and their parents were so nice. And there was a thunderstorm, like, in the distance the whole time. You could see the storm coming, and it never quite hit. So that was a beautiful thing, because when you're shooting in the Midwest, you never know when you might just be shut down the whole day. But it worked out really nicely.
The kids are great. How'd you find them?
Well, the kid that plays the young version of me is my nephew.
Yeah.
Jacob looks enough like me that it was believable.
Yeah.
And then Blake, the kid who plays my nemesis, the young Josh,
right,
was an actor that flew in from L.A. And then the Glenn.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was one of your nephew's friends. He was an actor from L.A. I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
And now I know.
Yes.
Right.
I believe he actually just did something really big is what I was told, but I didn't look it up.
Oh.
And then the two baseball teams, one was my other nephew's baseball team, and then someone that Deanna Cooper, the amazing producer, knew.
Yeah. Well, that's, see, the whole family involved here.
Yeah, if you see the casting credit at the end, it does say friends and family casting.
Friends and family casting. There you go. All right, Joel, hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, Joel Murray is going to hang out, and Chris Bewer is here, and we're talking about the show Vendors. The pilot's been done, and I watched it, and it's very funny, and we're going to talk more with Chris and with Joel after this right here on 720 WGN. Don't mind, we'll make the time and take it slow. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday morning, and we're going to be talking to all of our regular Friday features coming up. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, Vic's Picks, and Fly Jams Friday, all coming up here on the show. It's Friday the 13th, so we're going to talk about that topic as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us via talk or text. But right now, in studio with me, it's Christopher Bewer, who writes and appears in a TV pilot called Vendors. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And the director of this pilot is the great Joel Murray. And Joel's on the phone with us from New York. Joel, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good to be here.
All right. It's now, how much directing have you done, Joel?
I directed a lot of sitcoms. I directed Dharma and Greg when I was on that show, and Still Standing when I was on that show. And I've done The Big Bang Theory and Last Man Standing and Two Broke Girls, and I've done some shorts and some things like that. And I thought I'd be doing a lot of directing at this point in my career, but apparently not a good time to be a white guy directing in your 50s in Los Angeles. I don't know. So I've been doing a lot of improv, actually. Strangely enough, I've come full circle, and I travel around doing a live Whose Line Is It Anyway show all over the U.S. and Canada.
Oh, wow.
And that's nice, because it fills the non-directing gaps.
What do you like directing, Joel? Is it something you really like?
Oh, it's the best gig in the world. It's really fun, and the DGA is probably the best union out of the ones I have to choose from. It's fabulous to get to run a show, and you've got to go between the producers and the actors. And being an actor, I kind of know what the actors want, and I kind of know what the producers want. So I'm a good choice in that aspect. But it's a fabulous gig.
Yeah.
I think that was the point of the question. Yeah, no, it's the best gig ever.
Great. Okay. Chris,
you earn your insurance in 1 week, and you earn, a pretty good amount of money in a week.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you did a great job.
The residuals are better on the DGA.
Yeah. You did a great job, and it's really funny. Tell everybody about the event this Saturday, Christopher.
So on Saturday at 5:30 at the IO Theater, the Chris Farley Cabaret, we're going to be showing the TV pilot. It's actually the public premiere in Chicago of it. And then it is being followed by a Q&A with the director and some cast members, including Ryan Dempster of the Cubs and myself. Kim DeJesus is trying her best to fly in from Kentucky, where she's currently filming a movie. And then the cast and director are going to do an improv show with some guests from some of the best improvisers in Chicago are going to be joining us. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. Wow, what a night.
All for $10.
That's cheap. That's really cheap. Only $10. And you get to see Vendors, which is very, very funny. The Q&A and everything. When do you get to town, Joel?
I'm not sure. The flights, it looks cloudy here. I'm on a balcony in Brooklyn overlooking Manhattan in the distance. It's beautiful. But I'm hopefully going to get out tomorrow evening and get there in time.
Great, 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 great. Very cool. So Joel, I just wanted to tell you that we've been... Wow, it's very windy on that balcony.
It is. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm literally on a balcony.
I just wanted to tell you that since we talked last, every month that I do my film club screening, we now have a reception at Caddyshack right down the street. We've been in partnership.
Oh, no kidding.
We've been in partnership with Andy and everybody over there now since for 6 months, 6-7 months now. We've been doing it every month, and they're just completely gracious and awesome, and the food is really good. It's become a really cool partnership with my film club, man. And I just wanted to let you know.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it's great. It's really, really great. So
my new favorite thing is when I have a flight out of Chicago, I go like 3 hours early, and I take the free shuttle over the Crown Plaza.
Yeah, Crown Plaza, yeah.
Crown Plaza, and I take the free shuttle over and go to the Caddyshack and drink for about 2 hours, and then I go back to the airport.
Yeah.
And the bags are checked. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, no, it's a great place. If people have not been to the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant and bar in Rosemont, it's really, really great, and the staff couldn't be cooler, and your brother Andy's great.
Mike Avella, the manager, is the nicest guy.
Yeah, Mike is great. But we've had this partnership. My film club is kind of on hiatus right now because they're remodeling the movie theater that I use. They're putting in the reclining seats now, the big fancy reclining seats.
Oh.
So we've been dark for a couple of months. But when we go back, we'll do the whole Caddyshack thing. They get 15% off my film club members who come out see the movie. They go to dinner beforehand, 15% off all the food. Then they just go down to the theater, and the partnership has worked out great, and it's a great restaurant, Joel.
Well, reclining seats will lead to dancing, so you got to be careful about that.
Oh, really? For me, the reclining seats always lead to me falling asleep.
Yeah, it depends on the movie.
Yeah.
So, all right. So where did the idea for Vendors, the script come from, Christopher?
So I was born a diehard Cub fan, cursed as I was.
We were having a little discussion. I have my World Series Cubs hat on right now. I grew up six blocks away from Wrigley Field on Addison, so I'm a Cub fan.
We got a W today.
Yeah, we did. Yes,
barely.
We did. Yeah,
it was a scary W.
Boy, you pitched his butt off today, didn't he?
14 strikeouts in six innings.
14 strikeouts,
yeah.
Exactly.
Amazing, amazing. So anyway, you're a diehard Cub fan.
I have had season tickets since 2003, and I just kept watching the vendors while you're around, and so I started to get to know some of them and ask and talk to them, and like they have the widest variety of like origins and what their other jobs are. There was a guy who's a lawyer. He fascinated me. He's a lawyer, works all day as a lawyer, and he loves baseball and is single and is like, why wouldn't I just come watch baseball and sell beer?
Yeah.
And Scrubs was on the air when I started writing this, and I thought, well, the hospital setting isn't really what Scrubs is about. It's about the crazy people that work at a hospital.
Yeah.
And so I was like, no one's ever done the crazy people at a baseball stadium, but they are unique.
Now, I have to ask you, is the whole picking out of a hat thing for what you push that day, is that real?
So it is artistic license a little bit. So the way it really works is that by seniority, they get to select what they're going to sell.
Uh-huh.
But it is if you show up on time. If you show up late, your seniority drops, and you're stuck selling whatever. So that is why the older guys get there early. They sign up for what they want, and then they...
And is beer the most coveted thing to sell?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No doubt.
Yes,
yeah, not red vines?
My boy Gus, who is actually in Vendors as well, is a fan of all the vendors, and he knows them all. And I have to tip accordingly to how much Gus loves all these vendors. And he's like, that's Jake. No, you don't understand. I was at a day where we were at Cubs Park, Sox Park, and a Bears game, and he was at all three.
Wow.
This guy's amazing. But yeah, there are certain vendors that are just legendary, and hopefully we'll touch on some of them in the long run of this series. In the seventh year, we'll know all these guys.
The seventh year is a pivotal year in the Bible there. So
I went to a game where, because rarely the Sox and the Cubs are home at the same time. So I went to a Cub game, and then I jumped on the red line. And I went to a Sox game. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there is. But there was a vendor. I recognized a vendor who was at Wrigley Field earlier and was at Comiskey, or whatever the hell they call it now.
Not even the cell anymore.
No, it's the guaranteed rate. Yeah, rate. The rate? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they call
it. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So, anyway. So,
I also am guilted into tipping vendors way more than I used to because of writing a show about them. I was like, well, I have to tip you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do confront that in the show where the guy wants his 50 cents back. What a jerk!
And it happens all the time.
Thank God I didn't star in this thing because I don't have to tip accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. So Joel, tell me about the voiceover stuff. Did you enjoy doing that? The narration.
Well, yeah, no, that's the easiest what works. I mean, narration. What Yeah, it's difficult work. You have to read off a podium into a microphone. it's not hard. It's one of the easier venues that I get to perform at. I don't know. That's kind of an easy one.
Yeah. Well, you do a great job. It's really fun to listen to. And so, again, I want to remind everybody that the pilot screening of Vendors is Saturday, September 14th at 5:30, Chris Farley Cabaret at I.O., and that's on Kingsbury Street. It's only $10, and again, tell everybody again what follows the screening.
Following the screening, there'll be a Q&A with the director, Joel Murray, and Ryan Dempster and myself, as Ryan plays Keith Lumber in the show. And actually, Ted Wolfers, the musician who wrote our theme song as well as all the music, is going to be there. And then there's going to be an improv show with the cast and crew that are present, as well as some guests.
And hopefully some friends I can coerce into joining us.
Yes.
There you go. Get some people out there. That's going to be great. It's going to be really great. By the way, how often does Ryan Dempster bust up the Harry Carey?
He didn't do it, I don't think, on set unless someone else asked him. I didn't see it.
No?
But his skill of being able to talk and hold liquid in his mouth at the same time was.
He comes on this station all the time. He's always here, and he's a hilarious guy, and obviously very funny.
Busy. It was great that he found the time to do this.
Yeah, he's anyway. Great. He's great. Yeah, he's great in it. But I quickly want to tell my favorite Harry Carey story. This is my favorite Harry Carey moment, probably ever. And there's a million of them. And I still have yet to tell Ryan this story. I still haven't told him. We haven't had enough time. But really quickly, I'll tell you guys this. This goes back. Harry's in the booth, and he goes, "Hey, Steve!" And he's up there with obviously Steve Stone. And he goes, "Hey, Steve, we got a group from Kent State here today." And Steve goes, "Oh, that's great, Harry." And he goes, "You went to Kent State, didn't you, Steve?" And Steve goes, "Yeah, that's right." And he goes, "And they didn't shoot you?"
only for that.
Yeah, that's it. That's only Harry Carey could get away with. That's one of my funniest. And they didn't shoot you? I was like, oh my God. So, Joel, always great to talk to you, my friend, and welcome home when you get here this weekend, okay?
All right, I'll see you at the Caddy Shack.
Okay, buddy, take care. There you go, Joel Murray, everybody. And Chris, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
You're great in the show. The show's really good, and I wish you all the success in the world. And Saturday's event sounds fantastic. Again, it's Saturday at 5:30. It's $10 to get in. Chris Farley Cabaret at I.O. Improv. You get to see Vendors, a bunch of improvisation, a bunch of really talented people, and a Q&A. It's just going to be a good night. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, absolutely. We'll take a quick break here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.